some of the leaders of Muslim organizations, they've been invited to visit Xinjiang, they've been invited to China to meet with Chinese leaders, and many of them have received scholarship to study in China. And these people are now playing a very important role in the Indonesian public policy making. So I think to some extent that you can say a direct link between China's disinformation campaign on Xinjiang in Indonesia with the perspective of Indonesian policymakers on Xinjiang.